Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good night, and thank you all for joining me for my talk about type annotations in Python. This talk is intended for developers that are not necessarily familiar with MyPy and want to learn, and for developers that have some experience with MyPy and want to try and learn a bit more about typing in Python. My name is Haki Benita. I'm a developer and I'm also a team leader. And I'm a big fan of Python and a big fan of MyPy. So today I want to share some of my experiences from working with MyPy. So what is MyPy? We all know that Python is a very dynamic language. You can do just about everything with it. And unlike other languages like Java or C, you don't have to declare types for variables, for example. Now, this has some benefits, but it also has some drawbacks. So MyPy is supposed to bridge that gap between dynamic and static type language and provide the benefits of static typing in Python. To start using MyPy, all you have to do is install MyPy with pip, and then you can start add annotations to your code. We are going to look at the syntax more, but this is basically it. And after you annotated your code, you can use the MyPy from the command line to check your script or your project or your Python files. In this case, we annotated the variable s with as an integer and assigned a string to it. So when we ran the check with MyPy, we got a helpful message saying that the variable expected an integer but got a string. So if you are familiar with